Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'm going to share with you again from Psalms. I want to try to endeavor to inspire us, to encourage our hearts, to strengthen us, to comfort us, whatever God would have for us from the Psalms. There is so much in the book of Psalms for God's people. Words of comfort, words of hope, words of strength, words of encouragement, words of inspiration. There is so much there for the believer. This morning I'm going to share with you Psalm 34. I'm going to read this psalm and we'll talk about it a little bit. David starts out here in the first verse of Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. That's the end of that psalm. Some very beautiful verses there. David is calling us to magnify the Lord with him and exalt the name of God. Exalt in the Lord. It's not good for us to be boastful and proud. But David says here, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. If you want to boast about something, if you really have to be boasting about something, boast about the Lord, about the good things that God does. God is very good in blessing us many, many, many times over and over again. And it's just real good, and it's fine to share with others what God is doing for you or how he has blessed someone else that you know. It's all right to make boast of the Lord. David also refers a number of times in this psalm about how God answered his prayers. He says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Many times David cried to the Lord when he was out with his men fleeing from Saul for his life. And God spared him. God delivered him. It happened again and again. David says, he makes reference to that. He cried to the Lord. The Lord heard him and answered his prayer. David also encourages here us to taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed, happy, joyful, fulfilled is the man that trusts in him. And he also gives us the encouragement that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. A friend, if you fear the Lord, if you are a believer, and you fear God, you walk with him, the angel of the Lord encamps round about you. He does, watches over us. It's God's way of watching over us. He says here in another verse in the same psalm, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. And again, that's another reminder that when we pray, God's ears are open to the cries of his people. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, but he hears the cry of the righteous. He says that here in verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. For the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. There are so many encouraging words here in this psalm, folks. If you're feeling down, you're discouraged perhaps, not sure what your situation might be today, but there is hope. There is strength, there is definitely encouragement and inspiration in these words. Put your name in some of those places. Maybe your name might be John. Well, it's all right to put in here in verse 17. When John cries, the Lord heareth and delivereth John out of all his troubles. It's okay to do that. Make some of those verses personal. And or maybe your name is Elsie or Ellen or who knows what, and you can put your name in there too. And oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sam, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is Sam when he trusts in the Lord. You can do that. You can put your name in there and make it personal. And it's amazing how those words can be so strengthening and encouraging and enlightening and bringing comfort to a hurting heart. Well, the Lord bless you today. Take these words from Psalm 34 with you and think of them throughout the day. And God will definitely bless you for that as we meditate on his word and seek him to know how we can apply those things to our lives. God will bless you for that. So the Lord bless you today as you walk with him. Fear the Lord. Seek him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, and God be with you.